There's their take. There's your take.
And this is our take.
Our take with Jill Kasich and Stacey Slayton on the Horn.
I don't know quite how to come back from that because I'm not either of this is our take. So, Jill, jump on in.
Happy Saturday morning, Austin. It is gloomy again today, and I am so disappointed in this. We had a tease yesterday with 70-degree weather, but we're back to cold weather. So bundle up, crack open a cold one like we just did here at Red's Barbershop, Twisted X Brewing Gulf Kolsch.
Yes.
And join us for some fun. I'm Jill Kasich, and I'm joined with a cast of characters today. This is a treat for me as much as it is, I hope, the listeners, because normally it's just Stacey and I talking whatever to ourselves, nonsense. But today we have the whole Texas Tailgate Country crew with us, with Cliff and Amanda and Emily, and we're going to have some fun.
I love it.
Now, Cliff, I'm going to apologize in advance because this is a female sports show, so your opinions don't matter.
They don't count.
I'm just kidding. They do. We are inclusive on this show.
I don't even know why you had to preface that. As a 50-year-old male, I learned a long time ago that
with
my
daughters.
Opinions don't matter.
Yeah.
When there's three lovely women to my left, it nullifies me immediately. So I'm just going to kind of sit back and listen to you three characters go at it a bit.
It takes a real man to say that.
Yes, it does. And we want you guys, the listeners, to join in on the show. As always, get us on the Specs text line, 512-337-3776. You can also get us on all the social medias at This Is Our Take. But join the conversation. We're going to have a fun show today. I can't promise we're going to get into a ton of sports, but we never do, so it's nothing new. We're going to get into our Don't Do That, so get them in. And we do have a short show today because we have basketball. I wish baseball coming up. Freudian slip there. Basketball coming up
soon.
At 11:30. I know, soon. Spring training just started. The best Valentine's Day present I think a girl could ask for is baseball is back.
I like Jill more and more as time goes on because I cannot identify at all with Valentine's Day. I know it's a function. As a guy, you got to play along in this thing. But like somewhere 100 bazillion years ago, at the start of the Hallmark company, I'm convinced these two guys
and
it's
a four made-up
women.
Holiday.
So it's the same. It was the same ratio that I'm having right here. Three women, one guy. And the three women said, "How do we sell more cards after the holidays are over?" And the three women said, "There should be a special holiday for us called Valentine's Day." And Hallmark
and
has gotten rich off of it.
Yeah. You know what, though?
Amanda is, like, kicking me under the table.
I mean, it's nice to be remembered on Valentine's Day.
Yes, but if Valentine's Day is the only day that you're being remembered, then they're doing it wrong.
You're not doing it wrong.
That's true.
I'm not a fan of Valentine's Day. I don't know if it's because I've been single for so long, but I think it's a made-up holiday.
You know what, though?
If that's the only time your significant other is giving you attention.
It's an excuse for you to also treat yourself, treat your girlfriends, treat the people in your life that you love. It doesn't have to be about a significant other.
Yeah, love is love.
Love is love. And I feel like I had five Valentine's Day events because it was like stuff with girlfriends and my boyfriend and I went out on Valentine's Day, but it was just a fun reminder to celebrate love and the people in your life.
I bought my dog a nice
See?
Bone for the day.
There you go. And I bet your dog gave you all the snuggles that you needed.
She did.
It's a win.
I took care of my daughters. They got love from me.
Yeah.
And I love Tito's, so that's what I did on Valentine's Day. So
look it. It's
everybody
a win-win.
Had love.
It all worked.
Jill, you've helped me with this.
Good.
Now. I was anti-Valentine's Day until this moment, and now it's clear in my brain.
Yes.
And getting flowers for your daughters is like one of the best things you can do. Whenever my dad would send me flowers growing up, like he would just come home with them randomly. It was the best little surprise.
Yeah.
So good on you for that.
Yep. I took care of the flowers long distance. I had never done like 1-800 flowers or any of that stuff because they were in college where I was living.
Yeah.
So I did just deliver them. But in this case, I had to call up and order them and kind of get coached
There's
on the
app.
Phone.
There's an app for
There's
that.
There's an app for everything.
Come on.
Yes. Thank you,
Jill. You didn't have to talk to anybody on the phone.
But you... So... Because I'm sitting in on Jill's show, for anybody who doesn't know, like, I have not jumped on that bandwagon of, because you can text now, that you don't talk to people.
Yeah.
Like, I call people. And then I saw something on social media the other day that was basically, like, what I do when my phone actually rings. And it was this person, like, scared to death of the phone because it was ringing.
Okay. That's a funny story, though, because Cliff called me the other day for the first time. And I have started screening my phone calls because I just get so many people calling me with love and adoration that I can't handle it anymore.
I resemble that remark.
those spammers that call. So I screened Cliff's call with my phone, and it's like a Google Assistant thing that does it. And he's like, I've never experienced this in my life. And I was like, oh. I've never done it to a real person. So.
And it asks you your name and who's
calling. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah. And so, it displayed it as a text on my screen. And he was like, hey, it's Cliff. I'm like, oh, shoot. Hey.
So I said to the little machine, it says, state your name and why you're calling. And I responded, it's Cliff Grable, and I'm calling because you told me to. I mean, what else do you do to that? I'm like, good Lord. I mean, did I just contact the White House or something?
I need to start.
No, it's just Jill.
Official business.
Yes.
Jill.
Yeah, you know, it takes a lot to get through to me, okay?
Yeah.
I should start Smart screening lady. Your calls.
People have been trying to get through to me for a long time. It just doesn't work. Too many concussions.
I sit waiting for my phone to ring and it be Cliff. Hello. So
I usually have him on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah, okay, Pinocchios.
I do.
I answer when you call. I think I did a couple of times, but usually.
I answer if he calls after 11:30.
In the morning, I want to add right there.
Yes. 11:30 a.m.
Good clarification there.
Yeah, I didn't want that to go.
Good clarification.
That could have went sideways right
there. Y'all can sit on it. I'm kidding.
I do. Normally, I'm the one that my mind goes straight there, and Stacey keeps me in a sane PG-13 route. So I appreciate having that. You know, I feel like Stacey's still here in spirit.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it.
I might not let that happen the next time, though, because that got funny real quick.
All right, we have a segment that I'm going to get to real quick. We do it every show, and we can't go without doing it. It's called Don't Do That, and it's just pretty much where we tell you how to live your life. So let's get into it.
Nice, let's do it.
Is it
cool?
Is it not? No, 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 don't do it.
No! No! Don't f*** with me, all right?
Don't do it.
Oh, don't do it.
Don't you put that evil on me!
Okay, my don't do that came to me last night because, again, we never prep for this show, so it's not like I had
that's
it
because I'm scrambling
done for days.
Right now for this.
Yeah, mine last night, I was out with some friends, and this goes out to the service industry, and I used to bartend, so I'm there, but don't take my drink before it's done. Don't, like, even reach for it if there's a little bit left. I don't care if it's warm. I don't care if it's been sitting there. I'm still sipping on it.
Okay.
I say this looking at Emily as she just tells me.
It's nice when someone comes up to you as a waitress and they ask you if you're ready for another when you have a little bit. But you should never take it.
Yeah, don't take it.
I agree with you because you need the last sip. It's important.
Yes.
But I want a nice one on deck.
Yes. So, I agree. Yeah. Fill me up.
Yeah.
If you're going to
take it.
Don't take it.
I agree with you. Don't take it.
Okay. Good.
Yes.
I was a little scared after, after you.
I'm not going to steal anything from you. You know? I'm going to let you finish your drink. The more you drink, the better for me.
True.
Trust me.
True.
I'm going to jump in there on that because we went to a bunch of places yesterday for work, and we started at Pallone's. That place is coming out amazing. It's got new ownership. It's right across from Stubbs.
Oh, nice.
Such good margaritas.
Really?
So good.
We may or may not
frozen
have
or
had
on
a
the
picture.
Rocks.
We had on the rocks.
On the rocks.
Yes. Nice, good.
That went down very nicely.
So good.
But they have these four decks that they've now built on.
Ooh.
So what a great way to pregame for a Stubbs concert.
Yes.
And the food was amazing.
So good as well. Yep.
So so that was a good start to nobody doing anything funky.
Yes. Okay.
And so nobody took our drinks away before they were done.
No, we made sure the pitcher was empty before we left.
Yep. And then we ended at Oak, which is a brand new place. And it was the same thing. The service was great. And to her Emily's point, the on deck was spot
phenomenal.
On. I mean, like, I'd finished my Tito's and boom, there was another one.
Yep.
Christian, don't look at me.
He wasn't drinking beer, so that's good.
I drank
all
beer.
The Dos Equis.
Oh. Yeah, I am now at, 60 days without beer, which is
terrible.
Me going without air.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm on board there. I agree with you. Don't take my drink before it's done.
Oh, I just realized you're not drinking a beer. Yeah.
And I might bite your hand off if you take my drink before it's done.
Yeah.
So I'm on board.
Yeah, leave it alone.
That's just my life advice. I've been not drinking beer because I've been doing keto. And so this is 2 weeks in a row now that I've been forced to drink a beer for this show. And it's the sacrifices I make for radio.
And we're so blessed to have you doing that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to introduce you to Christian when this is over, and you may not drink beer again anytime soon.
I know. Okay. I'm going to, all right, can we talk some baseball?
Let's do
can
it.
Can we do it? Okay. Because chomping at the bit right now.
Yep.
It is spring training officially kicked off. Pitchers and catchers reported for the Astros on the 13th. Rangers reported on the 14th or 16th. It doesn't matter. They're there. They're playing baseball. I saw my friend Evan Grant with the Dallas Morning News. He was tweeting out tons of video, and it made me so jealous. I worked in baseball for over 10 years, and now that I'm out of it, that is one thing that I miss. Spring training was always, it was the goodbye to my social life, but it was also like the start of my life.
Did you do spring training in Florida or in Arizona?
Arizona.
So I, for 16 years, did that whole circuit in mm-hmm. Florida.
Oh, and it's that's a tough one.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
But there's the complexes in Florida are so spread out. It's tough to hit a bunch of games, so you have to be smart about it. Arizona, you can go and hit a bunch of stadiums in a weekend.
Right. I would stay in Clearwater,
mm-hmm.
and then I'd make the trek down to Fort Myers and try to hit everybody in between.
Nice.
But I'm as diehard a Red Sox guy as you're going to find,
oh,
so I loved ending right there.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, somebody
here
turn Emily's mic off now. So I'd love to go to Arizona and just see
it's
the
so
difference.
Fun. Yeah. We used to do a media trip every year, so we'd take a whole bunch of people from Austin out there, including the fine folks with the horn, and it was a blast. So yeah, I miss that, but watching it from afar, I'm okay with that too. And one person who won't be at spring training is Kyler Murray, as he officially finally freaking made up his mind.
Yeah, and a couple other people who aren't going to be at spring training that I'm well tuned into that agent side of things, and boy, this is a high stakes game of poker playing right now.
It is insane. You're looking at Bryce Harper, Manny Machado not reporting to a spring training. Not to say that they're not working out, they're not staying in baseball shape, but I mean, you have all these guys reporting and they're working and they're meshing as an organization and whatnot, and you have two of the biggest free agents nowhere to be seen. And when is this going to end? When are they finally going to sign on the dotted line and sign on with a team?
And let's say it takes a couple more weeks to do that. What does it do to the chemistry of a team?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that Harper ends up in San Francisco. He's going to walk in there far into spring training and be everything that's going on around that organization.
Yeah.
What's the rest of the team, you know, looking around going, well, wait a minute, you know, we've been here for 5 weeks or whatever the case may be, and now all of a sudden there's this whole new dynamic to what our team's going to look like.
Yeah. And you get to that point where you deal with free agents and you deal with guys getting traded and whatnot. So you have people coming in new to the organization, but it's like at this point, what are they holding out for? You know, they think their value is something that it obviously isn't, because nobody's willing to pay them what they think that they're worth.
And I think that correction has been made over the last couple of years. We're not going to see these A-Rod type deals where you get paid all that money. And I think probably the main reason for that is that now baseball's doing a tremendous job of eliminating the drugs out of the sports. And these guys can't be playing into their late 30s and producing those kind of numbers. And they're looking at the business differently.
Yeah.
I almost feel like you're more valued, you know, early on when you don't know exactly what you're going to get, but let's lock you down for that period of time versus paying for that end of your career deal.
Well, now you have teams paying pitchers for these extensive contracts, these 8-year contracts when they're at 30. And I'm like, you mean to tell me you think this guy's still going to be producing at 38 years old what he's producing right now at 30? No. But I want one of those contracts. I want someone to tell me that I'm going to be just as good at 38 as I am at 30.
Yeah, sign me up for one of those.
Yeah. How do I get one of those?
I passed both those numbers, so that's out of my equation anyway.
Me too.
Gosh.
I get that.
I'm just happy to
going.
Get free beer on a Saturday.
I know, right? Hey, I'll take it. If that's in my contract, I'm there for it.
Life is good.
Yes, we just got a text in that said teams have been scarred from the Albert Pujols and Prince Fielder contracts. They know how it can cripple a franchise. And it's true. You lock all of your money into this one guy, and then he doesn't produce.
Or they do produce, but you're... Well, we joked early here. And, you know, you look at the Houston Astros, you look at what the New York Yankees are now doing and what the Red Sox are doing. They're simply not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going out and picking that one guy and paying him all the money in the world.
Yeah.
You know, look at the Chris Sale contract. I mean, is that the best deal in baseball right now?
Yep.
So those organizations have been very smart, and it's no coincidence that all three of those teams won 100 games last year and were the top three teams in baseball, in my opinion. I think those days of paying somebody like Harper all that money are simply gone.
Yeah.
And they're finding out the hard way right now.
Yeah. And I mean, I hope so. Those contracts are insane. And you really got to get that homegrown talent and build up those farm systems. That's what they're there for. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if and where they land. But also in the meantime, I'm excited to watch this Kyler Murray saga continue now that he's finally declared for the NFL and to see what success or not success a 5'9 quarterback is going to get. But
so I'm curious what your thoughts are. Where's he going in the draft? Do you, Do you believe the Kingsbury rumors? Do you think he's that Miami Dolphins guy?
I think Dolphins. Dolphins are at 13.
13,
yeah, right? I think he's going to go 13 with the Dolphins. He's too much of a gamble. You also have to look at the personality. Do you want that in your locker room? I mean, he's just like an arrogant.
Yeah. You do not.
You know, and there's a difference between a confidence that Baker Mayfield has, where he shows up, he's confident, but he backs it up.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray just seems like a punk. Like, he just seems like a pompous punk. So, and I don't know that you want that cancer in the clubhouse.
I think it's because he went to OU. So.
Oh, okay.
And it's 10:21, and guess what?
I had to throw that in
Oklahoma
there.
Oklahoma still sucks.
Hey, I have no allegiance, so you can go away. I'm an L.A. girl, so... Well, I got my whooping this year.
Well, we're here. We're getting whispered in our ear that we only have about a minute left. I want to thank Jill so much for coming down and being part of this today. This is a great place to be. Thanks, everybody from Twisted X. Thank you, Amanda and Emily.
Thank you.
And Stu, especially. My trainer, Christian, showed up to make sure that I don't do anything bad. Rolly, as always. John, thank you. And somewhere, Hunter Stewart
Hunter's
is getting a haircut.
Chair.
If you do not check out social media to see this haircut, you are missing out. You have got to see it. And I'm
Johnny's
getting ready to go get mine done.
Yeah.
Johnny's going to get his beard trimmed, I think. I could be wrong, though. Again, thanks, everybody, for tuning in, listening to the show. We actually had somebody from Germany show up today to listen in, so thank you for that.
Yeah.
It's been a blast. We'll see you next week, 10 o'clock. I'll see you guys tomorrow on our Sunday version of this at noon, where we're going to talk to the president of Rodeo Austin. Going to be a fun show. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Cliff Crable, 104.9 The Horn. Thanks, Jill, from This Is Our Take. We got to get Stacey in on this hot mess.
I know. She'll be in next week.
We'll have a good time with it. See y'all down the road.
Bye, guys.